Ministries are optimistic about Kenya's new power sharing deal. Church leaders are detained in Inner Mongolia, China, and Christians make building blocks for outreach possibilities in Ghana. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The people of Kenya are cautiously optimistic as rival political leaders have agreed to a power-sharing deal. The agreement could end a political crisis brought on by a flawed presidential election in December. Speaking from Kenya, Food for the Hungry's Paul Wagner says this is big news.
The agreement introduces a position of prime minister for the government, and that's the first time in Kenya's history that this position is there. But it still has not been ratified by the parliament. There are also certain sticking points that, for example, the opposition party wants certain powers to be awarded to the prime minister, and those have not been agreed upon yet. It still could fall apart.
While there is hope, 350,000 people are still displaced. Wagner says the church needs to respond to another issue.
The issues of tribalism have really come into the church even. It can cause people to ask a lot of questions, and so the leaders in these churches are going to have a lot of work just resolving conflicts and helping people grieve.
FHI is supporting churches through all of this with the hope of seeing many turn to Christ. Next, Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports a church leader in Inner Mongolia is behind bars along with more than 40 of his co-workers. Police officials also confiscated the money that was collected in the offering and more than 30 boxes of Bibles and other Christian literature. Pray that these leaders would be released. Ask God to give them strength and boldness of faith as they suffer for him. Pray that the Chinese authorities behind the raids would respond to the hope of the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. There's a unique tool that's generating a lot of interest on the mission field. Oasis Training Center's Ambrose Brennan says a partner developed a manual block-making press that makes interlocking blocks, eliminating the need for mortar. The team just held a training session at the center for an intercultural church leader delegation.
We're always praying that through the center we won't just reach Ghana but touch the world, and we're seeing that sometimes we don't know how that will happen, but this block machine seems to be an answer to a lot of people's prayers. It doesn't take any electricity, and as long as you have the sand, the water, and the cement, you can make block anywhere.
What makes this breakthrough so exciting, Brennan says, is that the new block supports church planting.
You can build a church with this machine, and so often in the villages, they either lack the electricity or just don't have the money, and it's only going to be used for those doing missionary work to help build churches and help with ministries here in Ghana and wherever else it goes.
Meanwhile, Orphan Outreach has just announced a new ministry. It's called Mission Backpack. It's really a backpack drive, and anyone can organize one.
There are literally 143 million orphans in the world, and so every backpack is important to us, and we just want people to get involved and realize that they can make a difference with even just one backpack that they collect.
Each backpack is filled with Christian literature and supplies. A unique luggage tag with a personal message is an important addition. It stays on the bag for the child to see every day. Taylor says,
it really helps them be special. Most of these orphans go to school with kids from the neighborhood that have families. And it's so hard for them when they arrive at school and they don't have pencils or paper or the school supplies that they need, and they don't have a backpack like every other child. And it really just lets these children know they're special. They're special in God's eyes.
Orphan Outreach is also organizing short-term teams to distribute the backpacks. Go to our website to find out more. And Transworld Radio's partner in Lithuania is celebrating a new studio and new outreach opportunities. The new facility's bigger and allows the team to better record children's programs, music groups, and teaching programs. Rapid growth of new churches in Lithuania is outpacing church leader training. In response, TWR is airing a weekly program called The Little Evening Star, aimed at filling the gap between evangelizing children and discipling them. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.